So I'm sure this is going to go the way that my higher power wants it to go, because I've already lost control. And for control for me is a massive thing. It really is a massive thing. I still, after all these years and being the age that I am, I still think I know what's going to happen and think I know what I'm going to feel. And every day I'm reminded that I am not and I don't. The difference now is that I know it's okay. It's not going to kill me. I'm just going to have to learn to be open-minded and flexible. So here we go. Most important thing, if you're a newcomer or you're back from a relapse, thank you. Just thank you for doing something kind and loving for yourself. I'm a little distracted by the, I'll just be honest here. There's a couple of people maybe that I might feel slightly in awe of, and I'm a bit jarred that I know they're here. And also, I always get a little bit triggered by people smoking, because smoking was a massive thing for me. So just to say, I'm going to try not to look at the smoking and try not to make this, just be too much of a distraction, because I'm too easily distracted. What I was saying was more important, which is if you're a newcomer, thank you for coming here. And congratulations for doing something kind and loving for yourself. Because we're not those people. We're not those people that wake up in the morning and go, I'm going to be kind and loving to myself now. We don't use when we know we should stop, because we love ourselves and it's a brilliant thing to do. Nobody comes into NA going, reason I'm here is to tell you what you're missing. Yesterday I got slaughtered, woke up, didn't know where I was or how I got, it was the best feeling, and now I feel like I'm at the top of my game. People don't do that. Come here because we start running out of options, and it's hard. For most of us, whatever our background was, by the time we come into NA, we've had experiences that have made us not feel particularly great about the people we are. And I know when I came into recovery, I think there was kind of two things that brought me here. One is someone told me to, and again, they told me when I really wasn't expecting that message. It was the opposite from what I'd expected. I was in a social gathering where there was a lot of people around, and I'd done my normal thing of bringing the drugs with me and the alcohol with me, which meant that everyone was going to like me, because I was bringing the party and I was sharing it with you because I'm so generous. And the next day, this guy took me to one side who I'd never met before. And he said, I think maybe you should think about going to NA. And I was like, what? Hey, what? Who? Why? And he sat me down and he explained what NA was. And he explained why he thought I should go. And he said that thing of, if you do, it will be the kindest and most loving thing that you ever do for yourself. And I shared about it. I did a chair at 2 o'clock this morning to a meeting in New York. And I shared about the feeling that I had when he said that. Now, I've got a physical disease, which is a bowel disease, which means I have to have surgeries every so often. And I don't know if that's why when I have a strong emotion, my body reacts, but I really remember the way that my stomach flipped over. It just actually crunched. And I didn't know what was happening. It was just like, this is, I don't, what's happening here? And it was the novelty of someone telling me to do something kind and loving for myself. I just wasn't used to that. No, I could honestly say nobody had ever spoken to me like that before. And certainly not anyone who'd only just met me. And certainly not a straight man. And certainly not the day after I just brought the party to them. I totally wasn't prepared for that. And the other thing that I wasn't prepared for was being welcomed when I did. I went to NA with a plan, and my plan, I'm sure some of you have heard this before because I've shared it before, was that I was going to go to this meeting, which I did in a panic and crying, found the room, wasn't listening, was late, missed the readings. But after the meeting, I was going to go to the off license that was on the corner of Red Lion Square, get some bottles of brandy, cycle them home, go in my room, which is down there. And then I was going to drink, wake up. And after about a week, all the drugs would be out of my body and I'd be a new person. Woo! Then I went to this meeting and this woman took me for a coffee afterwards. And she said, blah, 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 blah. And that's why we don't drink in NA. And I was like, what the fuck? What the actual, I was furious. And I was furious with her because somehow in my addled brain, I felt like she'd brought me there under false pretenses. And now she's telling me this. And I remember wanting to pick the table up and just fucking fuck shit up. Anyway, I didn't do that. Thank God. I didn't have to go to the police station and all of that. It didn't end with that. It ended with her saying, take my number, I'll phone you, giving me a where to find. And I remember that first night, how I cried, the shock of being told that I couldn't drink. Because to me, drink wasn't a drug. It was what was going to get me off the drugs. And what was I going to do now? So eventually, after I'd calmed down and that woman who'd been a sponsor, my first sponsor, dropped me as a sponsee because I was just too much. She was like, I think I need to let you go. It's important for my recovery. But I'd kind of been introduced to the steps and she'd started me on a step one. And my, what a shock. What a shock. And I think there's something about the act of sitting down with a pen and paper and writing down. And at that stage, I wasn't as pissed off with the book for asking you the same question 50 times. This was the first time I was seeing it. So it was the first time I was writing down what I did. And also the first time that I recognised that alcohol was a big problem for me. I've tried going to AA meetings and somehow, I don't know, I just feel at home in NA, but really I should go to AA. God. The insanity. And I can honestly say again, it was such a shock to realise how much of the chaos I had done. I did things to people and then I made excuses about it. And it was because I'd had a terrible life. I'd grown up in West Africa, the only mixed race one in my black family. They didn't like me. I was beaten, stayed with other people. They beat me. I ran away, went to school, got expelled, got beaten. It was so awful. It was so bad. What am I going to do? You have to understand. You must share your stash with me because I've had a hard life. Now, that's how the majority of my using was. When I started using, it wasn't like that at all. I started using with boys in a room and I started using and it gave me confidence and it made me feel part of that feeling of being part of when I'd come from a background of always being different. You know, everyone in my family was dark skin. I was light skin. That carried certain behaviors with it. Certain things happened that were wrong. I was more privileged because I had fair skin, and then the family sent me away and I didn't want to be sent away, and I was in England and then I was the black one and they were white, and then certain things happened that shouldn't have happened because then I was the darker one, and all of those things. By the time I got to the end of my using, I thought I had no choice but to use because these things had happened. But that was a lie, because that wasn't why I started using. As I say, I started using because of boys' parties, fun. It was great. And then I had this 17 years of chaos and mess by the end of which I believed I had no choice but to use. And then I did that step one, and then I thought, fucking hell, I need a drink now. But oh, thank God, by then I had a different sponsor. She said, no, do step two. Oh, because you have all this information, and what are you going to do with it? And the only way you know how to cope is to fuck shit up again. So fortunately, by doing that, the step two, and realizing that actually I can remove some of this, and then you get to a place in doing the steps and in going to meetings and listening to people, and you hear those people who had wonderful lives. I remember hearing this girl, and you all know her because she did a Chair Here some time ago, talk about how at the end of her using, she was in a bin shed being strangled by a punter. This girl had gone to private school, and she'd had parents that loved her, and she ended up, I was never a prostitute and I never smoked crack, so I was different, you know, but she ended up on crack, being a prostitute, being murdered in a bin shed. How did she get from glorious childhood to that? I also knew from my own life, because I'm half Sierra Leonean, half Lebanese, these are countries where wars happened, and I've seen non-drug related violence. I've been around terrible things. And I know people have been through those experiences and then become doctors, lawyers, teachers, never used anything. I didn't understand it, so I didn't think about it. And then I came to NA, and NA said, well, remember that bit, that leaflet where you answered all those questions and realized you were an addict? Guess what? You're an addict. And so is he, and so is she, and so is he, and so is she. You're all insane. Doesn't make you bad people. It just means you are insane. And now you can do something about it. And this was such a blessing for me, because freeing myself from that belief that I had to use because of things that had happened in the past meant I was chained. There was that procession of the past and me, the past. It wasn't going to go anywhere. And it was wrong, and it was keeping me more and more in the madness, because one did not lead to the other. And for as long as I believed that, it wasn't going to end well. And now I learned that actually I use because I'm an addict, which means I can't change the past, but I can let it go. I can let it go. I don't have to punish myself because of things that happened that either I did or were done to me. Shit happens, move on, deal with it. So here's how I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to do a step four, and I'm going to look at why it was that I allowed myself to get into all of those dangerous situations. You know, I will never do all of my step eight amends. And the reason I will never do all of them is because some of them are too dangerous to make, but also some of them I don't know. You know, I lived in Africa in a very chaotic situation for a lot of my using. And I remember that there was few episodes that happened where I don't know what I did. I know that the next day people weren't talking to me, and certain people have never spoken to me again. And I don't know why. I had a driver who used to drive me around. I think I may have fucked him because he suddenly went crazy, turned up at my house with a machete. I may have fucked him. How could I ask him, did I fuck you last night? But I probably did. I mean, I just don't know some of the things that I did. And I was a woman on my own with a baby, you know, with this colored skin in Africa. Oh, God. Oh, God. Wow. So yeah, my life is very different today. And it's different today because I've had to become teachable. And I've learned skills in NA that have helped me to live in this flat, in this West End, and have a job and be supporting people who actually weren't very nice to me when they should have been. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm cured and I'm recovered and I'm now a good person, because I do have faults, I do have resentments, I do have defects. Do I let them run my life? I really try hard not to, because I know that when you have toxic thoughts, they lead to toxic behaviors. That's dangerous. I'm getting old. I can't afford Botox in this pandemic. So I can't afford to be doing things that are going to make my face look stressed and make me feel old, make my stomach flip. I get ill. I have to go to hospital in a time of corona. Honestly, when I say that the program helps you to have a better life, it really is practical. It's lessons so simple that we can do them in our daily life. But if you want what we have to offer, you have to make an effort to get it. And it isn't always easy. You know, this is why I love the traditions, because as much as I respect and admire the fact that NA is a miracle, it's a bunch of insane people who've come together from diverse backgrounds who help each other to stay clean one day at a time when all else has failed. As much as I love that, we are damaged people. So I want to say a word here in favor of the traditions. They really are the guidelines that keep our fellowship alive and free. And more I've been around, the more, the better I've seen them work. Because we say things like, gossip is damaging and it can lead to relapse, I don't gossip. And then you go to the coffee shop and you hear, did you hear that? He said a blah, blah, blah. And the other day when she done the reading, so we all do it, because gossip is something that binds us together. And if you don't know this one, you don't know that one, you're feeling a bit shit about yourself, you can talk about someone else and it could be really funny. But please think about the effect that it has. We want to be a safe space for the newcomer. If the newcomer goes to the toilet and sees you all out there smoking and tearing someone a new one, they won't feel safe to come back, because if you're gossiping to me, you could be gossiping about me. That makes me feel insecure. I already have trust issues. So we have to keep this fellowship safe. Really, I'm actually just putting that out there as a suggestion. You know, we do this, we make these suggestions. So we're not all perfect. And the other thing is about the anonymity. I mean, I'm really nervous when I hear that NA is going on Instagram. I have seen my face, this face, come up on Facebook as someone's memory. Here's me and Shireen at the NA boat party. What, you put my pic? I did not give you, I no longer go to conventions, because I've been at the end of the conventions and they've been doing, keep coming back, keep coming back. And there's people with their smartphones. And it's just made me feel like I can't, because I don't want it. I just don't want it. So that lesson about anonymity transfers over into my life, where actually most things I've done because I do want the publicity. I do want the rewards. So trying to practice these principles in all my affairs is really difficult for me. I'm a massive virtue signaler. I do things because I want the thank you. And at my age, having to learn to do things and nobody knows about it, nobody says thank you, is really difficult. Other things that I've had to learn is that the God that punished me, that didn't save me, that bombs Syria, that allowed that war to happen in my country, well, that's somebody else's God. It's not my God. And I love that NA has given me the right to a higher power of my own understanding. And for a long time, I didn't know what that was, because I was a massive prayer when I was out there using. God, I prayed, let the dealer turn up. Pray for this, pray for that. Don't let anyone know. Don't let them find out. Pray, 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 pray. 17 years into my recovery, I discovered my higher power. And my higher power now is my ancestors. I'm from a clan, if you like, a group of people who were escaped slaves, who were fought for the British in the American War of Independence, were sent to Nova Scotia, had a terrible time, got together, got boats, got money, sailed at the height of the slave trade to Africa from Canada and founded a colony there, which is called Freetown, which is where I grew up. And one day, I just thought, they're my higher power. Those people that went through so much, so much, just to be free, so that I can be here today. I can't let them down. I can't let them down. All that they did for me, I want to honor them. And I want to, they're there for me. I didn't know my dad. I didn't know any of my grandparents, but I've heard a bit about my ancestors. I've learned a lot about them, and they're my higher power. When I'm struggling now, I know that my grandmother was called Mama Agnes. I said, Mama Agnes, please help me. You know, I really struggle with this thing of you've all heard it because I've been quite open about it. I do believe that there is a God and there's spirits and all of this. But this God that said, I'm going to make a virgin pregnant without a consent. She's going to have to explain this to her husband. And then we're going to sacrifice the child, put him on a cross, stab him. And then because you have sinned. And this whole notion of suffering makes you good that I was raised with as a Catholic in Africa, going to church, wearing woolen clothes, blonde, blue-eyed Jesus. And then every time you see the devil, he's black. Well, that it just doesn't work for me anymore. Doesn't work for me anymore. But I've got my own higher power and I feel safe and comfortable. And maybe that big man Jesus looked after my aunt, whatever. There's certain things I'm just going to accept now, like the internet. Networks. How does that happen? Woo! I'm in my house and you're all here. You know, I mean, how does I just accept that it does and I'm grateful that it does. Thank you for that. So yeah, happy, joyous and free. We're lying to the newcomer if we say, you know, when I came around, I used to hear this thing in meetings and I said it too. Let's not lie, Shireen, you said it too. My best day using wasn't as good as my worst day clean. Okay, I got that wrong. I've had some really shit days clean. I've had awful days clean and I had some laughs using. It is what it is. That actually happened. So I'm just putting that out there. But I know now that using for me is not a good idea. And one of the things that I'm really proud of is not using. I remember talking to a woman once about drugs and blah, blah, blah. And she said, no, I don't like to feel out of control. I hated her. You arrogant fucking bitch. How can you say that? I remember one time I was going to the National Gallery and suddenly the drugs wore off and I could see the sky and I could hear the birds and I didn't like it. I wanted to block all that shit out. So yeah, I've changed. I've forgotten what I was trying to say there. Sorry, I just saw the time flash up and I realized that there was a lot more that I wanted to say that I haven't got round to saying. Oh, God. I'm going to end with this. What I'm trying to work on now is the nature of my wrongs. I know that I do wrong things and I know that I have wrong thoughts. Yes, it was about how everything isn't great in recovery. The point I was going to make about that is when people relapse, there's no drink or drug in their system. By the very nature of your relapse, you're stone cold sober. Clean and sober, if you like. There's nothing in your system, but the insanity's kicked off again and you've decided it's time to fuck shit up again. I'm going to go back to what I used to do. So that's why I go back again to the traditions and being there for the newcomer, because life is going to be hard and you are going to have challenges in recovery, but no addict need ever die alone. Reach out. The four S's, the steps, the sponsorship, sharing in meetings, doing service. Service has taught me so much about my character defects, my judgmentalism, my intolerance, my impatience. It's really taught me a lot that helps me in my life in this pandemic. Honestly, if you go to this meeting and you don't like it, go to another meeting. If you don't like that one, go to another one. We're in a pandemic. The whole world of NA is open to you now. We are here for you. I didn't understand when they said we keep what we have by giving it away. But one day I saw a card in a card shop and it said friendship, blah, blah, blah. In order to keep friendship, you have to share it. By being watered, it grows. And I think that's what we mean when we say we can't keep the love. We can't keep the friendship. Just to myself in my room, I am going to end up going to that off license and buying the brandy and thinking this is how I cure myself of drug addiction. Because my insane head is always there. It's not going anywhere. It's just how I manage it, what voice I listen to. So yeah, do yourself a favor. Get to the place where you're doing it for the little Rachel, the little Charlie, the little Aga, the little Kelly, the little Hugo, the child who didn't want a future of destitution, dereliction, damage, and death, who wanted a future. If you can't do it for yourself, do it for your soul. Do it for your soul, because you are a good person. You do have a lot to offer. You are worth a life that's nice, that isn't full of fear. I came to these rooms because of fear. I was turning 40 and I knew it wasn't going to end well. I knew it wasn't going to end well. And I would actually think of myself as being that crazy black woman missing all the front teeth, one can of special brew, a bottle of white lightning, because I used to drink those shits. One in each hand, sitting at the petrol station, shouting at all the buses going past, you fucking blah, blah, blah. That was going to be... I have dignity. I have dignity in my life. And I couldn't buy that for love nor money. You know, it's like the way that I used to humiliate myself for drugs. I'm so intolerant now. But, you know, that dealer could be 12 hours late and I'll be happy to see them. Oh, my God, I would be so grateful. I would get on my knees and show them how happy I was in that way that men like being thanked in that way. I would do that. Well, dream on, boys. It's not happening anymore. Not this Shireen. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. I ain't going back there. No way, no how. Not today. Not today, this addict's not using, because I'm a girl from Freetown and I'm enjoying my freedom. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to believe that I'm entitled to it, just as you are. Stay blessed. Keep coming back. We need you. We will keep what we have by giving it away, because that's what we're due. We are the weeds that are pushing through the concrete, my new favourite plants, and we've got this. Thank you for letting me share.